Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir's English podcast. You do not just make history, you learn from it too. News. Airstrikes inside Afghanistan by Pakistan Air Force jets this week have caused deep concern and anxiety in the entire region. Bilateral relations were strained before the attacks on the eastern provinces of Khost and Paktika. But a new dimension has been added to the worsening relations between the two neighbors. Now, Arab news. Comment. The current relationship between the South Asian Muslim countries cannot be labeled friendly or favorable. In fact, there is a lot of Western greed and effort involved in separating the Muslims of Afghanistan and the subcontinent. The Muslims of this area felt for each other and recognized their own duty as Muslims. Ahmad Shah Abdali, the first ruler of Afghanistan, was born in Multan and had connections with the people of the subcontinent, and he was the disciple of an Indian scholar. The Muslims of the subcontinent considered Afghans their brothers, and the initial wish of everyone was to deal with the British. The British knew that the only way for them to survive is to divide the Muslims into tribes, ethnicities, and nations. This is the same divide that Islam had to deal with in Mecca, and the removal of this divide brought grandeur to the Islamic State. The irony is that the enemies of Islam used the same weapon of division to bring down the state. Three of the major South Asian countries, Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Iran, have Islam as their state religion, but do not work or govern in the interest of Muslim Ummah. Their interest remains within the boundaries given by the colonizer. The subtle British invasion through trade and then applying different methods of occupation on different areas according to their own ability and reaction of the natives not only changed the geographical dynamics of this area but altered the thoughts as well. In the earlier period of British invasion, lines were drawn, portions were selected and distributed, and thus a common cause of pushing the occupier out of their land changed into who secures the bigger chunk or strikes a better deal, with only a few still resisting and protesting against this division. The Durand Line is one such example, drawn and left by the British and kept and groomed by the governments of Pakistan. The said line was drawn to protect British interests against Russia. Today, if we are building fences on the same line, then whose interests are we serving? Recently, Pakistan conducted an air raid inside Afghanistan aiming at the hideouts of the terrorists and killing 8 civilians, 5 women and 3 children. This was in response to the terrorist attack carried out in different areas of Pakistan. There are multiple explanations for the existence of Tehrik-e-Taliban, but the connection made by the Pakistan government is based on ethnicity. This variability of the Afghans has made it impossible for the world powers to fully take control of it. Whatever goals they set now are very carefully orchestrated through the help and involvement of India and Pakistan. The 1980s witnessed the CIA engineering the largest covert operation in its history to defeat the Soviet army in Afghanistan, working from a safe haven in Pakistan. The Taliban may have played along for years, but certainly they do not seem to wish to be Pakistani proxies forever. But they must see who they are fighting for. Muslims around the world have abilities that need to be united, and this will generate a force that the West fears the most. The Quran contains many verses, for example, Surah Ali Imran, Ayah 105 to 107, Surah Hujurat, Ayah 10, Surah Al-An'am, Ayah 153 and 159, and in Surah Ar-Rum, Ayah 31 and 32. All of these verses and many others in the Quran forbid the division or the split of the Muslim community. In his last sermon, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَإِنَّ دِمَاءُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالُكُمْ وَأَعْرَاضُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ حَرَامٌ كَحُرْمَةِ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا فِي بَلَدِكُمْ هَذَا فِي شَهْرِكُمْ هَذَا. Indeed, your blood, your wealth, your honor is as sacred for you as the sacredness of this day of yours, in this city of yours, in this month of yours. Even if a Muslim considers that an opinion adopted or practiced by another Muslim is illegitimate and doesn't fall into a valid difference of Islamic opinion, then the manner to deal with this is through advice and dialogue, certainly not through violence or killing, which is prohibited. This is because the Prophet ﷺ said, سباب المسلم فسوق وقتاله كفر. Insulting of a Muslim is fusuq, evil, and killing of him is like an act of disbelief. Sahih Muslim. Muslim Ummah is in need to recognize the inevitability of the return of Islam as a system under a just Khalifa who will be the binding force for the Muslims of all color and creed. Till then, our duty is to point at every element that weakens the Muslim Brotherhood. Anas bin Malik reported the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as saying, لا تباغضوا ولا تحاسدوا ولا تدابروا وكونوا عباد الله إخوانا ولا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق ثلاث ليال. Do not hate each other, do not envy each other, do not desert each other, and be the servants of Allah as brethren. It is not allowed for a Muslim to keep apart from his brother for more than 3 days. Sunan Abi Dawood. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Akhlaq Jihan.